B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, Melissa, big shout out to your hometown, Maynard, because...
Yes. My people doing big things.
There was a company there called Excelsior Comics and Games. It's like a gaming company, obviously. Mm-hmm. But yet, in this time when people need help, because, you know, you have like a lot of liquor companies and stuff like that are like making hand sanitizer because it's not too different from what they do. So they're helping out by doing things like that. Excelsior is making masks. And not just regular masks. They're making 3D reusable masks, I guess.
Yes.
For people. Wow. So Bobby's on with us. Bobby, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Hi. So, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are we doing today?
How does that work? How are you? So you make, usually you do comic books and games and stuff like that?
Yeah, so we're a gaming community center. So we do video games and board games and card games and role-playing games and all that kind of fun stuff.
How the hell do you transition to making masks?
So we always had the 3D printers. Mm-hmm. We do like terrain for D&D and things like that. And we saw, you know, that all this was coming up, and we've got some friends in the industry, and they were, you know, kind of starting to get a little worried. And so I went online and I started looking around to see what I could find, and I stumbled across a few patterns and started printing them up to see what we could do.
That is incredible.
That is incredible. Wow. So you're making them and then you're donating them to hospitals?
Yeah. Yep. Everything is being donated. We're not charging for anything.
Wow.
That's beautiful. Now, that being said, they do need some money because, you know, it does cost to make this. Mm-hmm. So you have a GoFundMe on. Where's the GoFundMe?
We do have the GoFundMe set up because, you know, like it takes the materials and the machines and, of course, the power to run them.
Yeah.
I saw that your initial goal was $1,000 and now you're at over $8,000.
Yeah, that was crazy. The response was really, really good. And besides just the GoFundMe, we've been talking to people about actually bringing us their printers. And so we started this out with 5 printers, and now we're up to 14 printers.
Wow.
I'm going to get technical now. Okay, so hold on. So the 3D printers, what's the material that the masks are made of?
So that's PLA, plastic.
Okay,
it's
plastic.
It's got a more scientific name, but PLA.
Okay, so plastic. And how long does it take to print one out?
So there's 3 main components of the mask. There's the actual cup that goes on your face. That's about a 4.5-hour print. There's the grid that holds the filter material in. That's about a 25-minute print. And then there's the cap that protects the filter material from large debris. And that's about an hour print.
Oh, so it's
so
not that
all
quick.
All you're about So all in all, you're about a 5.5-hour print. That's why it's, you know, so important that we have a lot of machines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it is reusable. So the nurse or the doctor, whoever the medical worker is, can wear it, boom, wash it at the end of the day, and then put it back on again later on?
Yeah, that's right. It can be washed and sanitized, and the filter material can be replaced.
Well,
this is unbelievable. Like,
everybody
wow.
should be donating to this then. This will be so much better for everybody. There's people out there. We talked to somebody earlier who was like, we have to reuse masks that are not meant to be reused.
Right.
And you guys are making ones that they can just take once and then keep forever.
So it will break down over time, but you're looking at a lot more than a single use, definitely.
Yeah.
And how many, I've seen that Tufts Medical Center has been one of the recipients of your masks. Who else has been reaching out to you guys saying that, you know, we need these?
Oh, we've had a lot. We've had a lot of people reaching out to us. Yeah, I mean, the need is really kind of everywhere, between hospitals, nurses, fire departments.
Wow.
Before all this, Bobby, how were you guys doing good as far as your business with the comic books and the games and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, you were?
Yeah,
okay, because I'm just saying,
We were doing well. I mean, we've been open for almost 5 years already.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
You might want to transition after all this is said and
Seriously?
Done. This sounds like a more viable business.
Wow.
Opportunity, my God. Okay, let's plug your regular business. Like, what do you got? Like, instead of Iron Man and Spider-Man, what do you got?
Oh, boy.
Give me a character. Come on.
Green Lantern. Absolutely.
Oh, shoot.
You don't do the Green DC Comics is the Green Lantern.
I love Green Lantern. He's always been my favorite.
No, but I'm asking who your favorite character is. I'm saying what characters, like, give me an example of a comic book or something that you guys do.
What do you mean? I'm not sure what you mean.
You mean like what kind they sell, Ramiro? I'm confused too. What do you mean?
I'm saying like...
What do they sell? Yeah, is that what you're asking?
Yeah. I thought you made comic books and games.
Yeah.
Make? No. So we don't make comics.
What do you do?
They sell them.
You just sell them. So you sell comic books. Oh.
What did you see?
I thought he created, like, they made comic, like, original comic books and characters and stuff like that.
I was like, what are you asking him?
Well, listen.
Bobby.
All confused.
Yeah, Bobby, it's okay. We were confused too.
Bobby, you should just stick to the mask making because that's much easier to explain to some moron like me. But seriously, okay, where is your GoFundMe so if anybody wants to donate?
I can put it on our page.
You don't even know.
Well, I can put it on our Facebook page too. So
yeah, the link's a little complicated.
It is a little. I noticed that, but what we'll do is we'll put it on the Get Up Crew Facebook page.
Yeah,
so people can just go there on Facebook if they want to donate.
All right, perfect.
Yeah, that's definitely the easier way to do it.
And lie and tell them that they're involved with the Marvel Cinematic Universe. That'll get people
to really
donate. Yeah. Hey, Bobby, thank you so much, my friend.
Hey, no problem at all.
Thanks,
all
right, Bobby. Cool.
Excelsior Comics and Games, they're freaking making reusable masks. That's huge. So please go to the Get Up Crew Facebook page, and if you can, donate something to their GoFundMe because it's helping a lot of people right now.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.